The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Looking forward to meeting and chatting with Marion Keyes tonight. She's one of those guests that you like seeing coming through the doors, full of the joys. Great insight into things like family and, you know, the world, generally speaking, a bright spark. And she's got a new book out called Grown Ups. But she, I think we fall into a similar category of people who are battling the very notion of growing up. I don't mind chronologically growing up. I don't mind getting older. But intellectually, I find it more of a difficult challenge. I think I err on the side of fun and divilment rather than the seriousness of the grown-upville. Alan says, remove the inner lining of your shoe and put talcum powder in and replace the inner lining and the squeak will instantly shop. Stop even. Thank you, Alan. Stop with the squeaking, please. It says a text. It's driving my dog mad. He's running around the house trying to find his squeaky toy. Oh, I can't help it. I'm just walking around the studio. Just step over here for a second. Oh, sorry. And it's not me. It's the shoe. So I'm not trying to torment you in any way. Thanks for tormenting my dog, Minky, with your squeak. She's still looking for it. And Barney the dog is going bananas again, looking for a real squeaky toy, says Nora in Arklow. It's the shoe. I'm not trying to upset you. Margarita, good morning to you.
Morning, Ryan. How are you?
Nice to talk to you today. How are you doing?
I'm great, and it's very interesting what you said about Marion Keyes. I'm in my 60s. I have a pact with my brother that we may grow old, but we'll never grow up, and so far it's working.
Oh, you're right on my bus. You don't have to grow...
Yeah.
What did you say? You might grow up and not grow old.
We might grow old. We might grow old, but we never grow up.
Grow up, yeah, yeah.
If you're in Naas and you see the 60-odd-year-old woman walking on walls, it's me. If you see a 60-odd-year-old woman going on an ordinary foot scooter, no motor on it, it's me.
Why do you want to pursue that side of things, staying young?
Well, it's just we all have an inner child, and society sort of puts you into this position that, you know, it's not really PC for you to do that. Well, you know, balderdash, you know, if you can do it, do it. I have this huge thing about use it or lose it. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And that works on a physical level, as I said, walking on walls. If you don't continue to walk on walls, when do you stop being able to do it? And at what stage is it socially unacceptable for an older person to walk on walls? But I believe that in my head, there's balance. Balance is a function in the part of my brain. But maybe that part of my brain is taking care of something else. So not just walking in walls keeping my balance, but walking in walls keeping some other brain function.
I tend to agree. Rolling down a hill as a child was always a fun thing to do. And then somebody...
I tried that one recently. Yeah.
Good. And then somebody somewhere said, no, you're not allowed to do that when you hit that age. Who wrote that rule?
That's it. That's exactly it. We conform to what's expected, but what's expected. And there's an inner child in all of us. Oh, it's so much fun getting out. That's why I love roaming along on my scooter. That's why I love walking on walls. Yeah.
Yeah, I like your stuff. I mean, I got some shake and vac out recently just because we were talking about it on the radio show, and with my youngest, introducing her to the world of shake and vac with the Hoover last night. And I have to say that was just 15 minutes of completely unscripted, unexpected fun.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it.
Aren't they the moments, though, like just the silliness?
Wait, that's what I'm saying. It releases the inner child. You know, we don't have to be sedentary and PC all the time. There's so much fun to be had, and it's there and it's available. But if we don't access, and if it's not accessible to us, life is not as good as it could be.
What did we say on the radio in recent days or weeks that caught your ear?
Oh, Lord.
Was it something that sparked your... Because you wrote to us. Did you write to us? Or you think you wrote to us?
Oh, my goodness. Have I written to you? I have written to you. I'm in Portugal at the moment on holidays. I've written to you from Portugal. I've written to you from France. I've written to you from Ireland. I've emailed you. I've texted you. So this is just fantastic to be talking to you. I'm desperate to let you know about Macaulay Place. It's the 20th anniversary of the founding of Macaulay Place this year. So we're 20 years in 2020. Yeah, so it's a really pivotal moment. So forget about Brexit or the anniversary of Brexit. Much more importantly, it's the 20th anniversary of the founding of Macaulay Place.
And what is Macaulay Place, for those who don't know?
Everybody in Ireland has to come and see Macaulay Place. An awful lot of people have been. Macaulay Place is a former convent building in Naas that was bought by a voluntary group who wanted to have the place available to them that they wanted to live in when they're older if they couldn't manage to live at home but didn't need nursing care. So it's home from home, but it's where we want to be when we're older as opposed to where we have to go to when we're older. So I'll share with the nation that I have a terminal condition.
Oh, I didn't know
it's
that.
It's called life. It's called life.
Oh, you had me going down a different path there. Jesus, my nerves are gone. Okay, great. You're okay.
But we all have it.
Yeah, we all have it. Oh, that's okay.
We're all going to die. Gosh.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. And we all hope to live to old age. And we're all thinking, we've got enough in my pension and what will I do? But, like, no matter what, you're going to die. And if you have all this money but you're in the wrong place and you can't get out and access people and you can't access places and you can't access the shops and you can't access arts and culture and the environment, what good is it all to you? So we wanted to create the kind of place that we would choose to go to when we're older rather than where we would have to. So what do I want? I want to stay in the community that I've lived in for the last 40 years. I don't want to go and live with my wonderful adult children whom I love very much, but I want to stay connected where I have been. I don't want to be in a place that's just for older people, oh, that's where the older people live. I don't want to live in a medical model, you know, with trolleys and uniforms and all that sort of thing. Yeah. I want to have access to creativity and to learn new things, lifelong learning. And I also want to be able to access nature. I want to be able to walk out among the trees, beside a river. You can do all of that in Macaulay Place.
And when you say you can do it, who gets to be in this gorgeous club?
Okay, so Macaulay Place is what it is. It's a former convent in the heart of Naas. It now has 53 independent apartments for older people. It has a tea rooms, and the tea rooms has an open door to the entire community where we do all our own in-house baking. The wonderful Anna, you've got to come. This is an invitation.
I would definitely come.
Anna will make whatever cake you want, I promise you. And you know what? You can bring it out to the garden, sit at the picnic tables beside the river in the town.
Love it. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay,
I'm there. Yeah.
So there's a community centre, there's an arts and culture centre, mm-hmm. we have a Renaissance charity shop, we have a volunteer hub. We could not do what we do without all of our volunteers, and as I said, a woodland garden, and we've plans underway for a health through learning centre. But when I say we, I started the organisation with an amazing group of people 20 years ago. Yeah. I retired from my full-time voluntary position, and I'm now an ambassador. I'm not a spokesperson, I'm an ambassador, but every town in Ireland needs a Macaulay Place.
Well, it just sounds like the way life should be for when you hit a certain age as opposed to the way life will be.
Absolutely. You think about it, how many older people in Ireland today that were your age and that were mine are now sitting at home and they can't get out because they can't drive their car, and maybe they've got arthritis, maybe they've got some other condition that has them slowed down. But in their head, that inner child is still there.
Yeah.
But they're sitting in their house, home alone. They can't walk as far as the shops. They're depending on somebody to bring them in their groceries. And I mean, there are amazing people to do that. But would you believe some older people haven't spoken to another human being for 2 or 3 days? Now think about it.
Yeah.
If I left my dog, Bran, at home alone overnight, he would be barking because he needed human company.
Yeah.
By 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, if I leave him alone on his own today, by 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, my neighbours will be phoning me saying, what in the name of God is going on? Bran is barking. He needs to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 days later, the ISPCA would be entitled to come in and take my dog away because I wasn't looking after him. But we can leave older people home alone for days on end, maybe with somebody going into them for 1 hour twice a week. And what's happening, it's back to that use it or lose it thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not using brain function, and the brain is a very, very intelligent organ, so it shuts down what it's not using. Mm-hmm. So are we actually incubating older people for long-term care simply because they're not being stimulated, they're not using their brains, and they're not using their physical form, they're not walking, they're not getting up and out of the chair, walking up and down, getting out to meet people? And what a resource we're actually locking away from the rest of the community then.
All right.
More and more, you've got small children in creches,
mm-hmm.
you've got parents working all the hours that God gave to pay mortgages, and you've got older people sitting, not everybody, don't get me wrong, but you've got some vulnerable older people unnecessarily not getting enough brain stimulation and not enough exercise. So we've kind of future-proofed to the best that we can. There's never a one-size-fits-all. We do need some nursing homes, but we need an awful lot more Macaulay Place. And Ryan, it's €1,000 a week in a nursing home.
Yes.
It's €100 a week to rent an apartment in Macaulay Place.
Well, that's a massive, a vast leap, isn't it, in terms of financial expectations and so on. But more importantly, to this idea that people, when I was young, people in their 70s were old. And now that I'm not young,
yes.
I'm not saying this as a matter of medical, biological, physiological fact. People are aging better. They're living longer.
Yes.
And that people in their 80s and indeed into their 90s
absolutely.
Are still, those who want to, willing and able to be involved.
Yes.
And I don't know if society has caught up with that notion yet. I think we box them away.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with it more. And we ourselves have to take responsibility.
Yeah.
Are we moving enough? Are we using the car too much? Are we connecting enough? But where is that place that enables us all to get together? That's what Macaulay Place is.
Right.
So it's older people live there, but the whole community comes in. Like, you can do a yoga class in when you come down there. You can do Tai Chi. We could even organize a bit of ballet. You could be in there with the Bridge Club. Like, there's a wonderful choir that we facilitate, that Macaulay Place facilitates every Tuesday morning, Past Times Choir. And, oh, my God, you should just hear it. There are people in that choir. Some of them have dementia. Some of them are just carers. Some of them are just members of the local community. But we're all together.
But
that's the whole point.
What you're doing now is you're making me excited about retirement. I have no interest in retiring, and I have no plans. But if I want to, if you know, heading down that road, that's what I want. I think I'd be one of those people like you. I'd want to be walking on the wall and hanging out with people in the community and just, you know, just being involved. And me, it's like Alice Taylor said at the beginning of the week. This is kind of tops and tails our week, and that she was saying that. She felt that people are, their heads are down rather than up saying hello. And, you know, that starts here. You have to, like, it'll be like Marion Keyes tonight talking about being your, you know, the inner child, and it should be alive and well. There's nothing shameful about it. And then back to what you just said, which is there's no, you know, there aren't any rules when it comes to being your inner child.
Yes.
And somebody somewhere decided, no, you can't do that now, you're an adult. And I can't. And it's a terrible way to be because it inhibits you.
Totally. And if you think about it as well, being in a place, if you're in a place that's reflecting back to you all the things that you can't do, as opposed to opening doors to all the things that you can do, it was really important to us setting out that it would be a non-medical model. And people say to me, oh, but what happens when they get sick?
Yes.
And I love the question. I absolutely love the question because my answer to that is, well, what do you do when you get sick? And they kind of look. And I say, well, do you phone your landlord or do you phone your doctor?
Yeah.
So there's no medical support per se in Macaulay Place. Residents have their own doctors.
Yes. It makes.
Now, I'll have to say there's a fantastic scheme going. The HSE, through liaison with Macaulay Place, realised that some of the people had challenges. And the HSE are running a pilot with Macaulay Place where there is a healthcare worker, a support worker that the residents know is in Macaulay Place every day, and she is the pathway to any services that are required from Macaulay Place. So Macaulay Place doesn't look after the physical well-being, the medical well-being of the residents. That's there between them and the HSE and their doctor, and it's working extremely, extremely well.
Let's take a favour of the comments coming in, Margarita, because a lot of people saying congratulations from Liz and Tala. It's a super idea. Another says, I love this chat about not growing up. I'm the 56-year-old child that had the camera backwards in Las Vegas. No rules. Make up your own. Yeah, I love that. Nice to talk to you. Nice to hear from that. Went to the Macaulay Place tea rooms. It's a lovely place to go, says Elizabeth. I love Margarita's attitude, says Patricia in Dublin 8, which is great, and we all agree with that. Nietzsche, says Brendan in Dublin, you don't hear him quote on the show very often, said, maturity means rediscovering the seriousness of a child at play. Another says from Garrod, I still haven't decided what I want to do when I grow up. I was born in 1953. and myself and my 10-year-old grandson spent yesterday afternoon skimming stones on the water and looking for sea glass, which is a beautiful way to do it. Yeah. Anna in Galway says, listening to Margarita, I wonder, did you see First Dates last night, which you didn't? Obviously, the pensioners were definitely the winners. And please ask, how did they set up Macaulay Place?
Fantastic.
What can people do to get something like this started? Bernie wants to know.
Well, when we started, like the organisation started, as I said, on the 31st of January 2000, which is a very significant date. My name is Margarita, and my parents have great faith in St John Bosco. St John Bosco's mother was called Margarita, and that's why I wanted it to be on the 31st. But I had the clue from Adam how to do it. But I had nursed amazing older people, and my life had been gifted by being with these people. And I just said there has to be a different way for them and for us. And I hadn't a clue how to do it, but it was when I eventually found out about the Irish Council for Social Housing. So that's the answer to your question.
That's the answer to the
question. Irish Council for Social Housing will give the pathway. But there's a lot of where Macaulay Place is a voluntary housing association, and your hand will be held to get the thing up and running, or else just contact some of the social housing providers and ask them, how can we do it here, like Respond or Clwyd, or come and see Macaulay Place and ask them Macaulay Place, and they'll tell you. Significant dates, Brian, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. It was a long haul, so we started in January 2000. It took us 3 years to get our first planning permission to do the development, but we weren't given funding from the department for it because it didn't meet what they wanted us to meet. Mm-hmm. So on the 19th of May, we got our first planning permission, 19th of May. It took the voluntary organisation and an amazing voluntary board. I'll have to mention the late Father Lennon as one of those people, and Dennis Mullins. But on the 19th of May, we got our first planning. It took us 3 more years to get our second planning permission, which was on the 19th of May 2006.
Yeah.
And would you believe that on the 19th of May 2009, we got approval for funding from the department? Brian, would you like to guess when my birthday is?
I'm going to hazard a guess. It's in May.
It is.
And is it the 19th of May?
It is.
Isn't that amazing?
So there is a force working behind
Macaulay. That's cosmic.
That's
a 1 in 365 chance of that happening. And it fell beautiful. Exactly. Aubrey was on to say, I live in Naas, and Macaulay Place has changed the way we think of older people care. The place is alive, dynamic, and an inspiration. Well done to all. That lady you have on is fabulous, says Angela. I'm going to look up the Macaulay's Place. When I was young, people in their 30s, says another, were old. I'm 70 now, and I think I'm still 30. We have a magnificent place called Greg Cullen in Carlow, called St. Fiacs House, which is similar to what you're talking about. And I tell you, it's amazing. Say hello to Joan and all the staff. You should go there too. A huge need to have a discussion, says Owen in Limerick, in Ireland today, about the need for facilities for places like Macaulay Place. I work in this sector in a similar facility in Limerick. There's a dire need for change in the culture in this country in relation to accommodation for retired people. Over to you, Ryan. Well, we are talking about it today, which is good. Congratulations, says John, to Margarita and all at Macaulay Place. We have a similar development at Monastery Close in Thurles, where 34 bungalows and apartments are occupied by a mix of elderly, middle-aged and people with a disability. It has changed their lives. And Anne said, you don't stop because you have grown old. You grow old because you stop. I'm loving the programme today.
Yeah.
Which is good.
That's exactly
and,
it, yeah.
And it comes down to this thing I found once upon a time, a sign I saw, and I quote it regularly to kids in schools, which is a simple expression. I don't know who came up with it, but it says, don't grow up, it's a trap.
I want a badge with that on those.
So do I. It is. It's a trap. Yeah. It's a trap set by cynical older people who saw it coming.
Yeah.
It's a good warning, though, because and it's a good piece of advice. There's nothing. You don't have to necessarily grow up. I saw Macaulay Place being discussed a few years ago, and I have been raving about it since. It absolutely is the right model for growing old. It also provides employment for all the locals who work around this place. Living in the centre of the towns and villages makes all the sense in the world. Yeah, I think that's great. Keeping it in the community and not to be in a field 5 miles outside the town.
Yeah, and the other thing that's huge, I sort of say what we want to do is to reweave the tapestry of the generation. So if you think about a tapestry, and all these threads going all the way, going up and in and out and everything else. So we're reweaving, or every individual that's connected with Macaulay Place is enriching the tapestry of what Macaulay Place is. So reweaving all ages together, all members of the community. And I have to give a huge, huge shout out to all the volunteers in Macaulay Place. Like, there's up to 100 volunteers at any one time in the place. Mark Hazard is the general manager and Catherine O'Sullivan is the volunteer coordinator. Macaulay Place couldn't be what it is without the volunteers in the place. Up to 100, as I said, and there's a transition year program, so some of the transition year students from the local schools come in and help out in the tea rooms and with various other things, which is phenomenal.
Is the cake good, though? I mean, I'm not going to come up if it's going to be, it's going to be like banana bread with nuts in it. You know, I don't want to be treated like a fool.
What's your favourite?
A well-made pavlova, like I had last weekend, with really fresh fruit, or banana bread I like, but no walnuts to destroy it, or Victoria sponge if the cream was bought yesterday, or
you can have all of them.
Anything with apple and sponge, I love.
Well, Anna in the tea room will do exactly
Swiss
what
roll.
You want. And you know what? When you walk, go Swiss roll. I can give you a deadly recipe for Swiss
roll.
Wait.
Chocolate, coffee, or jam?
But you can have them all.
No. Which flavour Swiss roll, Margarita?
Oh, jam.
Jam, classic.
Jam and cream. Oh, it has to be jam and cream. Come on, Swiss roll. Now, I can give you a deadly chocolate cake. But this is Anna. Yeah. So I said a shout out to the volunteers, but also to the board, like amazing people that gave up their time. The other thing is, Macaulay Place is a charity, but the board receives no remuneration. You just think about that, no remuneration. So anything that's given to Macaulay Place is given right into the heart of it. I have to say hello to the residents, to the staff, and to the community. Ryan, I said the volunteers, but also the community. We had a fundraiser one year in 2006. It was a golf classic. It was run on the lines of the Ryder Cup. And believe you me, this was far more important than the Ryder Cup. It was the Chukka Chukkas against the rest of the world. Chukka Chukkas was anybody who had any sort of relationship with Tipperary. And you know what? 100,000 euro was raised by the local community.
Amazing.
From
I am bowled over. We had an interview on Friday night on the Late Late Show with a gorgeous couple whose baby passed away, and they have another baby on the way, but they wanted to raise money for Crumlin and Cork University Hospital. They were hoping to get 50,000 euro. By close of business today, it'll be close to 600,000 from just Irish people giving fivers and tenors.
Yeah.
You know, it's breathtaking. Yeah. You know, so look, MacaulayPlace.ie, people could go and have a look. And Margarita, I have to say goodbye to you for now, but come and see us. We'll talk again, because I love your attitude, love your style. You're one of those dynamos that we need in this country. If I could appoint you to run the Children's Hospital, I would, but that's not in my gift. So enjoy yourself wherever you are, and thanks for joining us this morning. Happy birthday.
And you're coming to Macaulay Place?
100%. I'm promising on air. I'll be there in the next month.
See you there.
See you then, for sure.
Thanks, Ryan.
Bye
for
now.
Bye.
Thank you, Margarita Solan, there joining us. I just love the dynamism from her. Growing old is definite, but growing up is optional, says the text. We were at a lovely wedding in Macaulay Place in September, says Rita. The people there were so friendly and helpful. The tea rooms and gardens are great. Denise Kennedy says, I love Macaulay Place. I go regularly to the tea rooms with my mum, and it really brings a sense of community to the ever-expanding town of Nace. A special place. My 82-year-old dad just flew to California on his own to visit his friend. He said, why not? I only feel the same age as you, and I'm now 43, says that text. And that is, your dad's got one hell of an attitude. I love it. Okay, quick break.